Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 74. This chapter has 23 psukim in it. This is a prayer of supplication when times are difficult for Am Yisrael, when our foes seem to be encroaching on us. This is also a prayer that we should once again see the wonders of God like we once did long ago. Now for the parak summary. In this chapter, the psalmist bemoans the appearance of the Jewish nation being cast aside. Asaf calls upon Hashem to remember his people he chose long ago. The parak relates how we mourn and weep over the destruction of God's sanctuary. It was set on fire, burned down to the ground. The suffering has become unbearable and there's no end in sight. No prophet can fully predict the future. The denigration of Klal Yisrael, coupled with our enemies' rejoicing, has caused a great Chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name. Please, Hashem, show yourself to the world. In verse 12, the chapter now switches gears to call upon God to unleash his strength to the world. It relates the ultimate strength of God, who split the sea and dried up rivers, both day and night, and all the seasons are controlled by God. The parak ends with Asaf urging Hashem to take a look upon the moral decadence and corruption taking place in his world, and affirms Amunah in God's deliverance. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2 it says, Zechor adasecha kanisa kedem ga'alta sheves nachlasecha har tzion zeshachantabo. Remember your people whom you acquired long ago, the tribe of your possessions which you redeemed, Mount Zion where you dwell. There's a classic question over here. When did God acquire his people? Rashi brings a medrash which explains God acquired Am Yisrael before the creation of the world. As the opening words of the Torah are Bereshis, in the beginning, which is an acronym for Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reshis, the world was created for the sake of the Jewish people who are called God's first. B'derech Hasidus, the Torah's Menachem explains this with the following metaphor. If a person has a child, but that child isn't in sight right now, the image of that child is etched into the parent's mind. However, a person who never had a child can't have the exact image of a future child's picture in their mind, because they never had a child to see what he or she looks like. For God, whom past, present, and future are all the same, had the Jewish people etched into his mind way before Am Yisrael was even created. From here we see, not only did God think about the Jewish nation in a general form, but he had the image of each and every single member of the Jewish nation etched into his mind prior to creation. In other words, God's love and consideration for each and every single one of us is incomprehensible to the human mind. It's far beyond anything we can imagine. Let us merit for God to once again recall his intrinsic love for the Jewish nation, to rid us from the impeding negative forces which try to damper our spirit, and for God to recall the image of each and every single one of us that was called into God's mind prior to the creation of the world. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.